stick, I believe, is what we call it. I have used it since I've been keeping it, but I don't anymore.
Did you ever, what did you use, like, to make coffee and things?
Well, we used a, what we called a coffee pot, used to, and we got to where we used percolators. Electric, when we went to electric, we used percolators.
And we used to buy coffee all in beans. The coffee grinders down there in the smokehouse now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You parch it in that, oven or on the stove, and to get it good and brown. Then cool it, and you could grind it in that coffee mill. You buy it green, it wouldn't be parched.
Did you ever, what did you call what you put flowers in after you cut flowers?
Call them vases.
Did you have any flowers around here?
No, I don't grow flowers. I haven't been able for several years.
Yeah.
And before that, I worked in the field, and I didn't have time for flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I like flowers, but I just don't have them.
I always had a row of gladiolus across the garden.
He still grows his row of
gladiolus. Just climbing, working like I did my beans and cabbage.
Oh, and you still grow them out there?
Yeah.
Ooh, I bet those are pretty.
And I tried to grow dahlias. I've got some in the backyard now, but they just grow like wild.
Yeah.
Try to spring them up or anything. I've done quit all that.
Well, I'm sure they're just as pretty wild. What did you call the different utensils that you used to eat with?
Oh, we called them knives, forks, and spoons. Cutlery, I believe what to call it now.
Did you have the separate utensil, say, for butter or something?
Well, we had butter knife. We'd lay it on the side of the butter dish to keep people from having to take their knife and cut butter with a dirty knife.
Yeah. How would you clean your dishes and things?
Well, you want to know now or back? I mean, farther back.
Oh, farther back.
Well, we'd have a dish pan. Clean out those dishes best you could, put them in the dish pan instead of the put soap in there and your hot water. And then you wash them through that and have another pan with hot water. And that hot water had to be heated on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to be sparing with it. You couldn't use it lavishly like you
yeah.
do now.
And you put them in there and
they'd be hot. So you'd mm-hmm. take them out and dry them with a clean cloth.
So you
ready.
Just get the soap off of them?
And you rinse the soap off in another water, clean water.
What did you use to wash them with?
Well, we just call it a dish rag. We call it a dish towel now.
Is that any different from what you used to wash, say, your face?
Well, you have bath cloths. You have different cloths for your dishes to wash your face.
And the same thing was different from what you dry off with?
Yeah. Towel. Bath towel. Dish towel.
When you were talking about making the molasses, was it, you know, the syrup? What did you put the syrup in when you were making it?
Well, way back then we put it in a wooden barrel.
Uh-huh.
But finally we got to where we used big old white jugs. And then finally it went to fruit jars. And so we've just put it in all sorts of vessels.
How did the water come out of the did you have a thing that you turned or what?
We had a spigot.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as you would call it, say, in the house?
Well, you called it then. What did you call that thing on the barrel that you run through? Faucet.
Faucet?
Faucet to run the syrup out, but to run the water in. You just had a container, tub of water sitting there.
Well, we had cut the juice off to